Hello, and welcome to a special Halloween episode of the Vampire Historian Podcast. This is your host, Dax Stokes, and today we're just going to do a little short kind of news episode about things going on in the Dracula Vampire World books and various other things that have been happening over the past few months, or maybe even some things just this week or the past week. So, first off, just to talk about some of the different books that have come out this year, some of the important books. We've already talked to a few people about some of them, but, notably, this month in October, we've had the release of Dracul, the novel, the origin novel by Dacre Stoker and J.D. Barker, which was released the first week of October, and you can listen to my interview with Dacre about that book, and it basically answers the question, what would have happened if Bram Stoker had actually met a vampire when he was a child, and the writing of Dracula was, as the little introduction says, that the events were real, and this book is written as a warning. So that's the novel, Dracul, and Dacre and J.D. Barker have been on a big promotional tour worldwide, covering that book. I haven't had a chance to read it yet, but I'm hoping to dive into it very soon. The same week, Anne Rice's newest Vampire Chronicles novel, Blood Communion, another Lestat novel, was also released. So both of those books came out right at the same time. And so you've got two new novels to read. Another book that's come out just recently and today in the United States is a book called When Brave Men Shudder, which is something that Dacre spoke about. It's by Mike Shepard, and it's basically a book about how we now know that Bram Stoker spent a lot of vacation time in Cruden Bay in Scotland, and that's most likely where he started writing the novel Dracula, and saw some of the sites there, the castle there, and various things. And again, you can hear about that on the podcast with Dacre. But that book is now available in the United States today on Halloween. And you can find information about that online. You can find, I've posted some links to it on Facebook and things like that. Another big important find coming out of the United Kingdom just this week is that the London Library has announced that they have figured out that they still have, I believe it's 26 or 24 out of the 30 or so books that Bram Stoker put in his notes that he used as sources. And they realized that they believe that he actually used 26 of their books that they still have, because comparing his notes and then comparing one of the books that they have there in the library that was donated by the Stoker family, along with all of their other books, they can see that there are very similar markings and pages folded down and things like that that correspond to Bram Stoker's notes for Dracula. So it started, I believe, with them looking into the Book of Werewolves by Saving Baron Gold, and they realized that some of the passages that are marked in Bram Stoker's notes are actually marked with a little cross in the book as well. So, as a librarian, of course, you don't want people writing in your books, but this is a very interesting find. That they know that Bram Stoker, who was a member of the library, was using their books, and that they still have them on the shelf for the most part. So you can find a little video about that. I know I've posted that, and several other people have posted around this week, but they have a little video where they go through and show some of the markings in the book. So that's a really interesting find and could change some things that we've always believed. I saw you already this morning, that one of the books there does go more into detail on Vlad the Impaler than what we thought that Bram knew. So whether that's really the case, we don't know. But we can now study these books and the notes more in depth and find out. So there's also a book within the last year or so that came out that's edited, I believe it was released last year, but edited by Marius Crisan from Romania, which is called Dracula, an International Perspective, which features several articles by different scholars. It's available now as well. And it's very interesting to see that there are always books being published. Again, since Dracula is in the public domain, there are new versions of the book being released every month. Just go on Amazon, look for releases in the last 30 days, and you'll see several versions of Dracula still being released. But there is one including of Dracula's guest with an introduction by J.D. Barker that kind of corresponds with the release of Dracul, since Dracula's guest is part of the research they put into that book. So again, it's a heavily researched novel. They used the manuscript of Paul Allen and other things like that for their research. So again, very interesting, and the novel is getting very good reviews, so do look for that. Some other things that have been going on: the World of Darkness documentary is now available. If you have ever played Vampire the Masquerade or any of the World of Darkness role-playing games, or are interested in that aspect of how that helped kind of create the lifestyle vampire community in the United States and around the world, and especially with LARPing as well, that documentary is out now. Some people know that I actually was almost in it. I did go to New York and film an interview for the documentary about Dracula and the history of vampires, and then decided that that wasn't it just didn't fit in with the story. And I've seen the documentary, and it's very good, and it's available now in the U.S. On Amazon and Vimeo. You can purchase or rent it there on Amazon Prime. So that is now available to see anywhere in the United States. Also wanted to, along with the kind of films there, talk a little bit about some television things that are going on. The second season of the Lore show on Amazon has come out. That is based on the Lore podcast, which, again, if you listen to podcasts, you are most likely familiar with. This actually began the same week that this podcast began. But Lore, very successful podcast about folklore of all kinds. The first episode of season one of Lore, the television series, is about Mercy Brown. And now the second episode of the second season is about Elizabeth Bathory. So you do get some vampire-related stories in each season there that you can watch and enjoy. Also, the Wellington Paranormal show has been developed based on What We Do in the Shadows, as well as an American show based on What We Do in the Shadows that I believe takes place in Staten Island. So both of those are in development. What We Do in the Shadows, obviously the mockumentary from New Zealand, very popular movie these days. So those are also in development. Several other vampire shows that are still on now, Midnight Texas is still on, Preacher, some of those things like that that you can still see. But do watch out for the What We Do in the Shadows series, as those will most likely be very well done, just like the movie. So also in development is two other television series. One is the Vampire Chronicles television series that Anne Rice and her son Christopher Rice are developing with Paramount. That is going to be on Hulu. We don't have a date yet, or there haven't really been many cast announcements, but the show is in development now. Most people know that Anne Rice finally got the rights, the film and television rights for the Vampire Chronicles back, so she can develop her own series that's going to be done about her Lestat and all of the characters from her novels. There's also the one I'm very much looking forward to is a BBC miniseries of Dracula, which is being developed by Mark Gatiss from Sherlock, and should be, we're hoping, hopefully, if you listen to the last podcast with Lawrence Burgess, we talked about it a little bit, but that's hopefully coming out maybe in 2020. So I believe that Stephen Moffat and Mark Gatiss are developing that. So it should be very good if it's been done like Sherlock. It'll be most likely a 3-episode miniseries as well of the Dracula story. So do look out for that to be more information coming out over the next year about that project as well. There are some other books published recently this month. There are some republishings of the Tomb of Dracula series. The Marvel comic that introduced Blade to the world by Marv Wolfman. I've interviewed Marv Wolfman before. You can find that episode. I'm going to talk a little bit about Tomb of Dracula. But they have reissued this month the omnibus and at least another volume of the stories, including several of the other issues that were released, like the Wolfman series and things like that they did at Marvel. So you can find those books available now, some new releases of Tomb of Dracula. Also supposed to be coming out soon, that we discussed before, is a re-release of the Topps Dracula comics that were done in coordination with the Francis Ford Coppola and Bram Stoker's Dracula movie by Roy Thomas. So I don't know if that book is out yet, but it's supposed to be coming very soon. And then one other new book another book that I haven't been able to get my hands on yet, but it's kind of making the rounds in reviews, is another new nonfiction book on vampires. We've got quite a few, but this one is called The Vampire, A New History, and it's by Nick Groom, and that book is now available as well. So you can find lots of new books, some new movies and television series that are being developed. So there's some other podcasts. The Bram Stoker Festival in Dublin recently did a little 5-episode podcast series called Fangs. Each episode covers a different aspect of Dracula in popular culture, literature, film, television, theater, things like that, music. And that run has already ended, but you can still find that little 5-episode run of Fangs on whatever podcast apps you listen to. Also seeing that a lot of podcasts this year are doing, especially film-based podcasts, are doing episodes on Dracula, so you can find lots of those out there now, lots of one-off episodes about Dracula this month, or vampires in general that are available. Other than that, you can follow the podcast here on Instagram, on Twitter, on Facebook, Vamp Historian or Vampire Historian, in any of those places. And you can find the podcast itself at thevampirehistorian.com. And as always, thanks for listening.